Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shleish Yomim Lefneim, Ushleish Yomim Lachareim Asur. Rabbi Shmuel argues on the previous Mishnah and says that not only are the 3 days before the festival of the Ogdei Kechavim Asur, but even 3 days after their festival is also Asur to transact with them. And the reason is because they not only give thanks before their holidays and their festivals, they also give thanks to their idols for anything good that happens after their festivals. The Chachamim say, L'fnei Edeim Aser, before the festival is Aser, as in the previous Mishnah, La'achar Edeim Mutter, but after the festival, it is Mutter. The Gemara explains that the Chachamim seem to be the Tanakama of the previous Mishnah, and at first glance, they are the same, but there are some slight differences. Number one, the Gemara explains that the Chachamim here include 3 days, including the festival, while the Tanakhama, the previous Mishnah, holds its actual 3 days. So it'll be a total of 4 days, 3 days plus the 1 day of the festival. Here the Chachamim say it's 3 days, including the festival, so it's a total of 3 days. Also, the Tanakhama seems to say it's only Lekatchila, you can't transact, but if you actually did transact, it's mutter to keep the trade and keep the benefit, while the Chachamim here say the Lashon of Aser, which sounds like that even b'dieved, you cannot derive benefit from whatever trade. So that seems to be the machlekes between the Chachamim here and this Mishnah and the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu edeim shalgayim. And these are the festivals of the Ovdei Kechavim that were mentioned in the previous two Mishnahs that you cannot transact, and you can't transact with him before the holiday. Kalenda, this is Calends, which is normally the first of the month of the Romans, and these we'll see are all sort of Roman themed holidays, because that's the time of the Mishnah. So those were the Ovdei Kechavim that they were dealing with. So Calends is the beginning of the month. Also, the big Calends day was usually the beginning of the year, which was right around December time. Saturnura, also known as Saturnalia, which was a festival that they held right before the winter solstice. So that was another holiday of the Romans. Vikratesim, and also the known as Empire Day, or the day that the Romans came to power, the day they became a military power. V'yom Genusia Shel Malachim, the day of the coronation of the particular king of that time. V'yom Heleda, the birthday of the king of that time. V'yom Emisa, and the anniversary of the death of the previous king during the reign of his son. Those were all public holidays, and were considered festivals of the Ovdei Kechavim, where they would sacrifice to their idols, and therefore those were the public holidays that were usher to transact, as in the previous two Mishnahs, Divrei Rav Meir v'Chamayrim, Kol Misa Sheyesh Beisreifa, going specifically on the anniversary of the death of one of the kings. If it was a Misa where the funeral procession included burning all of the king's possessions, Yesh B'Avodah Zarah, that was considered a Misa that had Avodah Zarah, and therefore that would be usher. Shein bo sreifa, however, if let's say it was a funeral procession, but there was no burning, then in that case, ein bo avodah zarah. That was not considered to be a festival that had to do with avodah zarah. They didn't sort of hold festivities in honor of the idol if they didn't burn the possessions. They didn't sort of consider the king himself a sort of idol. So therefore, those days were not considered to be usher. Now, those were considered major sort of public holidays. Now we're going to talk about minor holidays that were observed by individual Romans. So the Mishnah says, Yom Tiglachach Zekonai, the day that they cut the beard of a Roman, or Uv Loi Risai, or let's say they sometimes let the lock of hair grow on their head, and they have when they cut it, they make a sort of mini festival for that day. Yom Sha'ala by Minayam, or a day when a Roman came back from travels to sea. Yom Shiatsa by Mibes Asurim, or a day when he was released from prison. V'goy Sha'asa Mishtel Avnai, or the day that they made a wedding feast for their son. So those days they would practice festivities for their idols on that day. However, since it wasn't a major public holiday, Ein Aser Ela Isa Yayim, the only time it was Aser was the day of that festival itself. And also only to that person. Again, since it wasn't a public holiday, you only couldn't transact with the individual who was making the festival. It was not considered a public holiday for everybody else.